This week in the Los Angeles Business Journal, once the site of warehouses and cheap studio space for artists, downtown's arts district has been transformed. It is now a mecca for creative businesses, including music labels, tech companies, and even social clubs. The latest opening in the area is Soho Warehouse. It's the third California outpost for London-based Soho House Group, and it comes complete with a rooftop pool, workspaces, bedrooms, and even a gym. And joining us now this morning to tell us more about downtown LA real estate and its boom that's happening is LA Business Journal publisher and CEO Anna Magzanian. Anna, good morning to
you. Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here with us this morning. So tell us, like, what are some of the other big projects that are moving into the Arts District in downtown Los Angeles?
So you've got a couple businesses moving down there. You got Spotify, which is the, you know, very well-known music streaming space that's moving down there. You've got Tube Science, which is a video advertising videos technology company that has taken up a big lease in the space down there. And then Honey, which is a online like an online coupon company similar to like Groupon. So they've also taken some space.
So these
down there.
Seem like pretty mainstream businesses that
mainstream,
have made
yep.
the trek down there, right?
Absolutely.
Is there anything that's going down there that's like nouveau or like super fresh that people would be surprised?
Well, you know what? One thing that surprised us was when we looked at Ghost Management Group. Ghost Management Group manages a cannabis company, and they've actually taken up a huge space down there as well. And that's a little unusual for a district like this to take
that's
on a business
weed
like
maps
that. Yeah, that's Weed Maps. Absolutely, yes,
yeah.
Exactly. They manage Weed Maps.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything that you are most excited to see moving down there?
You know, look, you hear a lot of trends changing, and you're hearing like a lot of things like, oh, real estate is slowing down. But then you've got two big projects that are happening in downtown Arts District. One I'm really excited about is the Row downtown LA, which is probably going to be the biggest shopping center. They've taken six iconic buildings, turned it into 65 retail and restaurant locations. Almost over a million of square footage of space is going to come down there. Renovations, all of that. And then you've got the Maxwell House, right? Like the original Maxwell Coffee House mm-hmm. Manufacturing. They're completely renovating it, trying to keep a little bit of the essence of the building, but really turning it into a WeWork co-working space and a retail location. I mean, these are massive projects.
Sure.
Which is great because we want development.
And according to you, why would you say, you know, all people, regardless of whether you visit downtown LA or not, why do you feel like people should care about this and be invested in what's happening down there?
You know, I think why we care about it from the Business Journal perspective is that you're hearing a lot of folks as far as that the development spaces, you know, there's not a lot of space out there. What really differentiates downtown Arts District and it makes it so exciting for developers is that they've got big floor plans. They've got big foot space and footprint that folks that can come in with big leases and take over a large space. I mean, that's really not the case all over LA. I mean, we're pretty congested around. And so Arts District is really creating a new a playground for some of these developers.
That's awesome. I love the Arts District.
You know,
I really do. It's so fun.
I'm growing into it. I mean, I just went down there to visit. I was at a restaurant there recently, and I thought, gosh, like there's every day there's something new coming up.
Great vibe. Really lots of new places that are opening up. So Anna, thank you so much for being with us as always. And for more information and to subscribe to the weekly publication, visit LABusinessJournal.com. We'll be back.